Mentioned last week that the Yesod of Onah is essentially fraud of some sort, that it's not a price control, it's not a, Torah doesn't make rules about fairness, about what you're allowed to charge, what you're not allowed to charge. We'll see Chazal made such rules, maybe in certain cases, but Onah basically has to do, as we saw in the Gemara in Ezra Neshek, the Gemara says, Lamuli lav begeza, lav ba'onah, lav baribis, that it's a form of taking somebody's money in Shalok Adin, and the Gemara over there actually says, in Ezra Neshek, the Gemara says that the uniqueness of Onah is lo yada demachal. That Onah, the person who's being victimized, doesn't know, so he isn't being machal. And Machan Ephraim actually is medayik from that Onah applies when a person doesn't realize that he's being overcharged. Tonight I want to discuss this basic question, at least touch on the basic shittas in the Rishonim and Acharonim. Is this really so simple? Is it really true that Onah is limited to where the person does not realize that he's being cheated? In other words, if a person knows that the price he's being charged is not fair and goes through the sale anyway, is there or is there not Onah? So we'll just cover at least the rudiments of this question, the basic Rishonim and Acharonim that are important for this question. There are two main Gemaras that the Acharonim bring, which seem to be something of a stira. One of them we learned last week, the Gemara on an Aleph and an Aleph before the Mishnah. The Gemara brings a couple of very similar sounding stories. One of them was somebody was selling Varshachi, and the fair price was 5. The seller was asking for 6. The buyer said to himself, I know what I'll do. I'll offer 5, and then I'll be taveya him the difference afterward. So I'll get away with it. I'll accept his price now, and later I'll be taveya him bedin. He said, the Gemara says why he would have offered 5.5. That's not negated to us right now. The point, we'll try to avoid that anyway. But simply speaking, he said etin leshita, that veladina. I'll give him 6 now, and then I'll come back to din for the other one. So the Gemara is clear that would be a valid thing. It doesn't work, the Gemara says, for a zaitig reason, because l'kechni balabayis ain lo avonah. He's a balabayis, so that's a separate exception to anah, but if not for that cheshbon of balabayis, a special case of balabayis, that would be a valid thing to do. Next Gemara, kipi, same thing, they're worth 50, he was asking 60. The guy said again, I'll give him 60, and I'll be tevei him l'din. So again, he told him the same thing, that might work, except that he is a balabayis, and that's different. This Gemara clearly seems to say that if a person knows there's anah, pays the price anyway, he can still claim anah. There's no mechila, the claim of anah remains in force, and he can go back tomorrow and be tevea his claim of anah.
I mean, there is a little bit of difference that here he fully expected not to have to pay it. It's not like he said, I'll pay it anyway, and then later he reneges on it. He
True.
Says, I only am doing it an assumption I'm getting money back.
So true, yes. Yes, and we'll see that will be important. One other Gemara. The other Gemara, which seems to indicate the opposite, pending Rabbi Sussman's chiluk, is another chilukim, is a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara says, Ki Amar Rabbanan Onah, this is Bava Basra in Chesem and Aleph. When did the Chazal say, when does the Torah say, is it in Onah, Bitul Mekach, the different halachas of Onah, Bitul Mekach, B'chadesh Adas Toah? When the error was within the range of normal, reasonable error. Somebody might have made an honest or dishonest mistake, but it's somebody pulled the wool over somebody's eyes, but it's a mistake that we can conceivably see as an error, an actual error. Kadesha das toa. Avu b'kadesha ena das toa, if the error is so great, if the price is so far off, then it's not onah. Emor matana yavle. If a person paid a price or sold something for such a low price or paid such a high price for something, and it was very clear to anybody involved that this was not remotely a fair price for the object, instead of saying, like in this Gemara, that he was paying and then intended to come back and be tevei anah tomorrow, we say adrabah, we say it is a matana yahavle, this is how all the poskim paskin, matana yahavle, and he can no longer claim any anah. So the Acharonim ask a stira between these two Gemaras. Well, Well, before we even get to the stira, we'll discuss a Mordechai. Going on the first Gemara, the Gemara of the Vashti and the Kippi, the Mordechai has a kind of extension of the Gemara as follows. The Mordechai says, "Kasher Ben Avihai Ezri the Ravya, if the Lekeach knows that he's cheated, the Shasak Ad La'acharzman, the Tavoludin, he doesn't say anything for a while. There is some debate as to whether La'acharzman, Beis Yosef, later Acharonim, discuss whether La'acharzman means after Kedesh Yahar L'Tagar or before Kedesh Yahar L'Tagar. Not really going to get into that point." But let's even say it means before the Sheriff Kedesh Yahar L'Tagar. So he knows he's being cheated. Most Acharonim assume that the Mordechai means he knows B'Shas Ma'aseh, like in the case of the Gemara, he knows at the time of the sale that he's not getting a fair price. He knows about it, goes through the deal anyway, doesn't say anything, and then La'acharzman, either before or after Kedesh Yahar L'Tagar, he's Tameihim L'Din. Lo Habish Dikasim Mechila. The fact that he went forward until now, didn't protest, it's not a Mechila. Like these stories in the Gemara, the stories of the Varshachim and the Kippi. And as we said, even though the Gemara L'maisa said that there's no one there, that's for a Zaytig reason, because it was Baal HaBayis. But the fact that he knew that he was not getting a fair price doesn't take away the Din Onah. The Ramah Paskins like this, Mordechai in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Chav Zayin, the seminar we're going to be learning. So here, the Acharonim ask, Bach, Nachman Ephraim, Tzos, and Sivas. Here, the Gedol Acharonim will ask, how do we reconcile this Gemara, the Mordechai's inference from this Gemara, that even if a party to a sale knows he's being cheated, he still retains the right to claim Onah tomorrow? While the Gemara Basra says, Adraba, a person who goes through a deal knowing that there's, if we know that he knows that he's not getting a fair price, Adraba, we say it's Mechila, we say it's Matana. What's the difference? When do we say one? When do we say that rule? When do we say this rule? The post can bring numerous other diukim from Gemara's cases which sound like there are Ein Hadas Toa, and still we say there is or no in certain cases. So what's the rule? When do we say that because he knew, we assume he's being Mechel? When do we say Adraba? He knew. He'd be Tavei Adonah tomorrow. He went through the deal anyway. So there are at least three major terutzim of the Acharonim. The Bach himself says something similar to what Avraham was saying, that the Bach learns, he goes even a little bit further, he says that the only time the Gemara in Bav Metzia, the Gemara of the Varshachi and the Kippi, the case of the Mordechai, the only time a person has the right to say, I went through the sale, but planning to collect the Onah, planning to retrieve the Onah, that's only if he made an explicit statement in front of Edim, declaring that he is not forfeiting his right to collect the Onah, that he's not being Mochel, that he still intends to retrieve the Onah tomorrow. Minastam, even if we know, even if Beistin establishes to its satisfaction that the person knew the price wasn't fair, as long as he hasn't made a proper declaration that he still intends to try to claw back the Onah, then we interpret it as Mechila. So Dafka, in those cases, the Lashon Gemara was, in the case of the Varshi and the Kippi, the Gemara said, the Gemara discussed what the Gemara went through his entire thought process. He said, Omar, if I give him five and a half, which he'll take, he'll be a Mechila. I'll give him six, that Veiladina. He said explicitly, that Veiladina. Some Acharonim learned that's just our analysis of his thought process. It wasn't an actual, verbal, explicit declaration. But the Bach says, no, that was an explicit declaration. He declared up front his intention was he's not being Mochel. That's why he has the right to come back tomorrow and claim or no. Any other case, though, even if we realize that he knew Kadesh Ena Das Toa, or for other reasons why we believe that he knew B'Shas Maisa, that there was that the price is unfair, he has no right to claim or no tomorrow. Many other Acharonim, maybe most Acharonim, disagree. Most Acharonim, someone says the Bach is a Das Yachid. Most Acharonim, including the Ramah, who brings the din of the Mordechai without the Sukkimta, most Acharonim understand that no, that the din of the Mordechai, the din of the Gemara Bav Metzia is true even without an explicit declaration that you intend to claw back the Onah. Still, if we know that you knew that there was Onah, you still have the right to come back tomorrow and claim Onah. So why is it different from the case in Baba Basra? The second Mahalach is the Mahalach of the Machane Ephraim and the Nesivos. They learn that there's a difference between Onah Shtus and Onah v'Yosh and Mishnos. Why is there a difference? So we saw last week, we'll see a little bit this week, in the Gemara of Mishnah Hutalalav, there are many different shitas in the Gemara and the Rishonim about exactly how the halachas work, but the shita that we pass in, like the shita that we follow halacha l'maisa, is that Onah v'exactly Ishtus is Kano Machzer Onah. Neither party can reverse the sale, neither the injured party nor the party who committed the injury has the right to reverse the sale. But the person who was injured has the right to say, give me back the difference. If I overpaid, give me back the difference. If the mocher was underpaid, he tell the lekach, make up the difference. That's it. The sale cannot be reversed. Masha'en came bitl mekach, or no, yosem ishtos, which is bitl mekach, you don't get the money back. The injured party can say, I want to reverse the whole sale. You don't have the option. There's no rutza. There's no rutza teinli mosai, rutza teinli masha nisani. We don't pass in like that. We pass in, when it comes to ishtos, your only option is to get the difference. When it comes to yosem ishtos, the only option is, you can say, bitl mekach. Says the Machlan Ephraim and the Nesivas, this question of whether a person who knows that the price he's paying or the price he's being charged or the price he's accepting is not fair, it depends. If it's a large difference, it's more than bitl mekach, then we say it's mechila. Why? Because what's the alternative? The alternative is that you did it planning tomorrow to come back and collect the onah. You can't collect the onah. The only option tomorrow is to come back and reverse the sale. Why bother? If you're going to reverse the sale, why do it in the first place? It's a pointless exercise. Apukim et ras alamali. So anytime it's more than shtus, then there's no svar to say that he's not being machal, because otherwise he's just wasting his time. So then we say there's machila. The Gemara of the Vashchi and the Kipi, the Gemara gave the numbers. The numbers were exactly a shtus. It was 5 and 6, or 50 and 60. Those numbers are enough. So then the plan is very logical. The plan makes a lot of sense. The plan is, I'll do the deal, I'll get the property that I want, I'll get the item that I want to buy, and I'll get back to Onah tomorrow. I'll have the best of both worlds. That's the only case where we say that you have the right to claim Onah. If it's more than